Hey, you want that to go?
And it's a Friday movie, Rafer Guzman takeout. He, of course, our takeaway movie contributor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Having a good week, Rafer?
Having a pretty good week.
Coming up the week segment, who's having a good week, who's having a bad week. But let's begin with movies and lots of flicks coming out this weekend. But at the top of my list has got to be this one.
I was just a regular guy.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey, my only superpower was being invisible to girls. But the comic books had it wrong. You don't need a power to be a superhero.
Leave it alone! It's none of your business!
Yes, it is.
Of course, the trailer, one of the trailers from Kick-Ass, a movie about self-made young superheroes and one older guy based on the hugely popular comic book series. This was the best trailer I've ever seen in terms of wanting to see the movie. Does the movie deliver?
It does. It's really fresh and really funny and really, I just think, really imaginative and creative. You know, it's great that, you know, the kid basically just dons a scuba diving outfit and starts walking around Manhattan hoping to find some crimes.
And the names are so great. Red Mist,
Red Mist.
Which is a guy who's constantly getting his nose smeared across his
Sounds
face.
Sounds like a drink, right?
Right. You're right. Hit Girl, Big Daddy.
Hit Girl. Whoa. I mean, this is...
Jeez.
Was it upsetting to see an 11-year-old running around with a mouth like a longshoreman?
Yeah.
I
think it's, you know, hilariously profane, the movie. I mean, she says things that I think that Brits, I think, say pretty commonly, but Americans do not. So she has some four-letter words that are pretty stunning.
Well, my 11-year-olds
were... So you want to play?
My 11-year-olds were all over this movie. Hit Girl, I don't know if they're going to... Well, they can't see the movie, but they certainly love to talk about it. Here's Chris Rock's Death at a Funeral.
Who's this? You know, I asked myself the same thing when my dad passed. I said, who is this man?
No, Brian, who's this in the coffin? Because that's not my father.
Are you sure?
Look at the damn body, man. You got Jackie Chan in there.
So an opportunity for Chris Rock to be irreverent at a moment of serious reflection. How does it do?
I thought this movie was pretty terrible.
Mm.
I think it might depend on how you felt about the original, which was made only like 3 years ago, right? 2007, British comedy, sort of black-humored farce. Peter Dinklage, the dwarf actor.
Yeah.
This time they've transplanted it to California. It's a mostly African-American cast. I didn't think the original was that funny. I didn't think this one was any funnier. It's pretty much joke for joke, scene for scene, very crass, very loud, and I thought pretty dumb for the
most
part.
All right. Well, that's a bad week for that movie, at least according to Rafer Guzman. Coming out this week, The Joneses brings us David Duchovny and Demi Moore once again.
Do the clients know how this works?
Of course not. That's why it's called self-marketing. If people want you, they'll want what you've got.
What you want to create is a ripple effect.
I could die for that dining set.
Now, the Joneses tries to reach for some sort of zeitgeist moment here. Do they achieve it?
They don't, and I was really disappointed because the premise is so brilliant, right? This family moves into your neighborhood. They're good-looking. They've got all the great gear, and it turns out they're not even a family. They're just a bunch of stealth marketers pushing products on you. It's such a brilliant idea. But and think of the possibilities for commentary satire, and they're just more interested in making it a kind of a light, romantic, you know, tearjerker a little bit, and it's really disappointing to me.
Well, we certainly get a bit of where are they now? Cheech Marin of Cheech and Chong fame comes back in a movie about a Mexican Little League team. Listen.
Who taught you to pitch?
Cardinals.
The St. Louis Cardinals.
That's right.
You played in the majors?
Well, sort of. I coached.
Will you be our coach? Will you take us to America?
So what is this, a tearjerker or a coming-of-age film? Perfect Game is the name of it, right?
It's the Perfect Game. It's an inspirational underdog sports movie. It's based on a true story, a Monterrey, Mexico Little League team that gets to the World Series, the Little League World Series. And I feel a little bit like I'm kicking a puppy saying this, but it's a pretty bad film. If you are a little leaguer, maybe you'd enjoy it. But
so three no's and a yes.
Yeah. I really Kick-Ass is really kind of the only movie to see this weekend.
Huh.
All right. So recapping, Kick-Ass, absolutely, that's a 5,000 thumbs up
from
the Rafer Guzman. Death at a Funeral, The Joneses, a great premise but doesn't deliver. And Perfect Game, you know, everything to love it, but
I think, you know, I think if you're a parent with a kid and you've got some time in your hands, maybe. But otherwise, no.
Sounds like a parent killer. So Rafer Guzman, takeaway movie contributor and also movie reviewer for Newsday. So good week, bad week? How are you feeling?
I think Kick-Ass made it a good week.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, are politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.